Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with another episode of LaToya Sports Rants. Toya, do your thing.
What's up? All right, y'all, welcome back. So just looking at a recap from yesterday. It was a really good game. Heinicke did his thing as usual. If you want to count the hiccup of that interception, it's all good. You know,
Heinicke was doing Heinicke things. You got to expect at least one interception per game.
I know, but I'm just, you know, how the fans, quote unquote, are, you know. And shout out to St. Juice. St. Juice, we saw you yesterday. You was doing your thing. Also, Curtis Samuel. Awesome.
Let me ask you a question about that real quick. Was that all Curtis Samuel? Was that Heinicke? I mean, who do you credit that to? Because Heinicke threw that ball between three people. I mean, was it Samuel just like, yo, let me get this joint?
Well.
Or was it just a good throw? Because I don't know.
Well, you remember I said that reminded me when McLaurin played when they played the Colts, remember? And that play, I would have
okay,
to
so
say,
you're saying that it was all Curtis Samuel then? Because that last catch that McLaurin did, that was all him.
Well, yeah, but gotta give some credit to Heinicke, because.
But you know the crazy thing? And I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want you to get mad at me. But the game was going pretty good. Of course, you know, the first half, Everybody was booty cheeks, right? Mm-hmm. But it's just like, I was like, damn. I was thinking in my head, I was like, he's going without throwing an interception. I was like, I was thinking, I was about to say, well, you know, he's going to throw an interception pretty soon. And right when I was about to say it, that's when he threw it. And I was like, ooh, I'm glad I didn't say anything because LaToya would have thought I would have jinxed it.
Well,
but this, I just want to say one thing, right? It's like I saw on, you know, I follow a lot of NFC East pages, right? And I just want to say, look, you guys that listen to the Toy Sports Rants that are Commanders fans, Redskins fans, I love y'all, right? But some of y'all are freaking idiots. I'm sorry. Because this is what I want y'all to, like, y'all expectations are just unreasonable, right?
Yeah.
So you had Carson Wentz, who couldn't move the ball, who wasn't mobile, right? Then you said, oh, we want Heinicke. Put Heinicke in, right?
Right.
Heinicke had won y'all three games in a row.
Right.
Right? Yes. Yeah. The interception cost him the game. It did.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
But that's the growing pains of dealing with somebody like him. Mm-hmm. He's going to throw the ball down the field. He's going to put y'all in games. But also, he's going to take risks that could make y'all lose the games, right? So the same people that was like, we want Heinicke are now saying, I never wanted him. We need to put Carson Wentz back in. But the Commanders really have a dilemma, right? Because you're looking at Heinicke, you got to deal with the interceptions, right?
Right.
That's one thing you're going to have to deal with, right? But he spreads out the ball. Him and McLaurin do their thing, right?
Right.
So Wentz comes back, which, from what I'm hearing, what I'm reading, he's close, pretty close to coming back, right? What do you do? Do you be like, all right, Heinicke, you're throwing a ball down the field, you're mobile, you're doing extended plays, something that Wentz can't do, right? Or are you like, we got to put Wentz in because we gave him this money? Like, what do you do?
Well, you know, in true franchise fashion, they're probably going to have Wentz start. Now, logically, common sense speaking, it would be smart just to keep Heinicke.
Would it though?
Yes.
Why? Because, why do you say that?
Because just like last year when Heinicke came in, like what, in, I don't even remember when, like towards the end of the season. And after that season was over, we go and get Carson Wentz. And I'm like, why? Why?
Because Heinicke is not a starter, though.
I don't care. The thing is, if he's, and I'm not mad at you when I say that, because this is the domino effect that this franchise has been going through for a lot of years. They want to get these quarterbacks. They don't want to develop who they already have. So why not keep Heinicke where he's at? And the thing is, and I'm not saying Carson Wentz is not determined. I'm not saying that. But it's just a different element with Heinicke. It's just, to me, I see the determination in his face.
Personally, I agree with everything you're saying, right? But personally, the reason that I'm going to call them the Redskins, okay? Like, everybody that get offended by that, I don't care. I'm not going to say the Commanders. Okay, look. The thing that Redskin fans have to understand, right, is y'all are just as dysfunctional as the organization. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason I say that is this. Mm-hmm. They could keep Heinicke and make him the starter, right? But then fans are going to be mad.
Oh, who cares?
If we think that Dan Snyder, Ron Rivera, and all these people, like, even, look, I like St. Juice, but he said, we do not pay attention to what people say. Yeah, you do. Because, number one, you're a human being, right? So mm-hmm. when people criticize you, and with all the laughing stock that the Commanders and Redskins are right now, it's just like you have to see it. Mm-hmm. You have family members. You got friends. You watch TV.
Right.
You're on Twitter. Mm-hmm. So you're going to see it. But mm-hmm. it's just like a lot of these quarterback changes that they do, when they went out and got Landon Connors and paid him all that money, they did that for the fans. When they got Josh Norman, paid him all that money, they did that for the fans. Well, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like when they got Carson Wentz, they're like, well, he's a good quarterback. He was on a good team when he was with the Eagles. Yeah, he's injury prone when he was with the Eagles, but he's better. This will appease the fans right now. This will make the fans happy. And it's just like a lot of people were mad. And then they got more upset once they see that he wasn't producing on the field. So it's just like, not you. Because all the Redskin fans I know are pretty logical people. Mm-hmm. But it's the ones that are on social media that are just saying the most ignorant crap ever. And it's just like, and I screenshotted it. And I might use it as the cover art for this episode. But and what I do, right, when I go on these different NFC East pages or Redskin pages and stuff like that, mm-hmm. what I'll do is I'll see people talking crap about Wentz, mm-hmm. right? Say, we want Heinicke. Mm-hmm. So what I'll do, I'm like, okay, they're going to say something different. Mm-hmm. I screenshot it. Mm-hmm. So once they get what they want, and then Heinicke does Heinicke things, which he's going to throw an interception per game. That's what it is. And then I went back mm-hmm. and looked at another post or something like that, and that same person was like, oh no, Wentz, I never wanted Heinicke. And I'm just like, how can y'all fans be mad at the organization when it's just like, y'all are just as dysfunctional? Oh, we want Wentz. We want Heinicke. We want Wentz. We want Heinicke. We want this person. No, mm-hmm. we want to win now. We want to win now. We don't want to wait. We've been waiting for 20 years. Like, I don't get it. Make up your freaking mind. Stop complaining. If you're going to ride with a team, ride with it.
Right.
Win, lose, mm-hmm. draw, whatever. Yeah. Yes. Heinicke, I think he's a decent quarterback.
He is.
And I might catch a lot of flack for saying this, but honestly, Jalen Hurts is the number one quarterback in that division. Number two, of course, is Dak. Number three, personally, y'all might not agree, but I think Heinicke is better than Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. I really do, mm-hmm. right? I would rather have Taylor Heinicke than Daniel Jones on that team, mm-hmm. On this team. Make up your mind. Stop complaining and stop crying and realize that with this team, I really want y'all to understand this, right? I know this is the Toy Sports Rant, but right now it's Julius Sports Rant. This is what I really need y'all to understand. I need you to look at all DC teams. The Wizards, great players, but they don't do anything, right? You look at the Capitals, since they won the Stanley Cup, they haven't done anything, right? You look at the Mystics, since they won, they haven't done anything. The Nationals, we don't even got to talk about them. They're complete trash juice. So just like, if you support DC teams, you just got to support them, love your team, and deal with it. Sorry, Toy, go ahead.
That's okay. No, no, and I completely understand what you're saying because he's a quarterback. Is he going to have some hiccups here and there? Yes. Yes. That's going to happen. There's no such thing as a perfect quarterback. I'm sorry. It's just not. Okay? And again, that's been our problem. We don't want to crawl before we walk. We want to walk, you know? So if the fans don't want that, then they're just going to keep getting the same thing every single year. And I'm sorry. Like,
correction. Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, they're damn near perfect. But go ahead.
Okay.
I'm serious.
No, no, no. It's even
okay. Jalen Hurts is damn near perfect. But Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, they're damn near perfect.
I know. But, you know, again, if we don't produce before, you know, if we don't take a chance to, you know, mold the quarterback that we have, then what more do you expect? And we can't keep swapping out people and saying, oh, well, I don't want this person, so this person needs to go. I mean, it's not really up to us. And there's just certain things that fans just need to sit down and be quiet on, really. Because I've had to stop reading the comments on social media, and it's been a few years, because I just realized that some of these fans just get on there game after game with something to complain about every single game. And I'm like, what is the issue? What is the issue? You guys are just never happy. You know, the ones that logically sit there and look at the game and take it for what it is and can just talk it up and be like, you know what? That wasn't a good game. We did this, this, and this. But, you know, we need to improve in these areas, and then we'll be able to move on forward from that. You know, but to say that we need to bench the quarterback because he's not producing how y'all, first of all, we don't get paid to give our opinions. So therefore, we need to just sit down and relax, you know. But I don't know. It's very frustrating. And what's even more frustrating, if I can say this, is fans that have been fans longer than I've been alive. And I'm like, we have not won a Super Bowl since the early 90s. So if it was an issue then, and you didn't see any product like being produced good on the field, then why didn't you just move away from the team? I don't get it. So if you're still here, then just keep rocking with the team, because it's obvious that you want to be a part of it. Now, I do believe that there are some fans that just want to say that they're a fan, quote unquote, just to have something to complain about every single game. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody. Not me. Hey,
rest in peace to Coy Gibbs, Gibbs' son. I just got this alert that he died. He was 49 years old, so rest in peace to him.
Oh. Goodness, condolences to the family. Goodness.
I want to ask you a question. What do you think about William Jackson going to the Steelers for like a 2025 draft pick?
I don't know.
Like, okay, this is my thing about, like, Ron Rivera got on there. He was like, it was our mistake, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a man corner. He got burnt. no zone man. William Jackson was just horrible. He was horrible. Mm-hmm. That game when y'all got like all those penalties, that one game, I forgot who y'all was playing. Mm-hmm. The majority of it was him. Like pass interference, pass interference, pass interference. So I don't understand how y'all scouted this guy. He was the highest paid cornerback on this team. Mm-hmm. And y'all said y'all made a mistake and said, oh, he's a man. Like, no, he's not. He just, and I, look, I'm fat. I get it. And I'm not a professional athlete, but he was trash. Complete, utter trash. Doo-doo juice. And it just, you paid this man all this money, but then you trade him for a 2025 draft pick?
And that's also another problem. You know, just like you said, with Landon Collins and now him. Like, why are you investing all this money into, I'm like, do y'all just like to just pull people and just say, hey, well, yeah, you're going to come over here and you're going to fill in here and do all
but
this.
But see, Landon Collins wasn't trash, though.
I'm not like, calling him trash, but I'm just saying paying all this money to these athletes that you're just scratching your head like, okay, well,
the organization is so bad. Mm-hmm. And I'm just talking about like the front office, right?
Yeah.
With all the crap that goes on, that like I said at the beginning of the pod, it's just like they do these signings. They be like, yo, Landon Collins, and the whole like rollout of he's a Sean Taylor fan. He wanted to wear his jersey number if that would be okay with the family. If Snyder knows one thing, he knows that these fans love Sean Taylor. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And when he signed Landon Collins, it was, the team was still bad. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like they do these little signings to try to make y'all happy. That's just what it is. They throw money like, look. And I mean, plus, really think about it. You got to pay people a lot of money to come to this organization. You have to. It sucks to say that, but I was, you know, my brother RJ, he is a Giants fan, and he made a comment, kind of made me a little bit mad because, you know, I support this team, mm-hmm. but he was right. He said, players that sign with the Skins is where, like, their career, it just comes to die.
No, I agree with that.
Like,
I agree with that.
Carson Wentz was on the Colts, injury prone after he left the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Like, he's going to come here. He hasn't been playing good. And mm-hmm. it's just an organization that really nobody wants to come to. Like, yeah. Unless you're, like, born in D.C., you know, in Maryland, like Chase Young. You know what I'm saying? I grew up a Redskins fan, like RG3 and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it just gets to a point where there's no incentive to come here. You can't say, you can look at, there's some teams in this league that you can be like, look, just the name is like, mm-hmm. you want to go. If you're looking for culture and stuff like that, yeah, mm-hmm. come to the Redskins. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking to win, if you're looking to go into the playoffs or to get a ring or to do anything, don't come to this organization.
I do agree that, yeah, the treatment for when players come, it's like almost like, for me as a fan, like bracing myself for them because I just know how dysfunctional this franchise is. Like even going back to like RG3, see how that went, you know, just how they just dogged him, you know. And then on top of that, fans. And I'm like, so y'all are about just as bad as the franchise because not only do they have to hear it from them, not only do they have to hear that from the media, but now the fans, here they come and they're doing the same thing. You know, so you're right. And I agree with what he said because it's like it's not a franchise to look forward to in like the long run, you know.
And I think a lot of the stuff that goes on within this organization is the fans' fault. And all people are like, "How is it my fault?" But really think about it, right? when it went from when FedEx was about to pull out from the stadium deal because they didn't change the name, right? A lot of fans were like, yo, we are not going to support this team if you change it to from the Redskins, right? Mm-hmm. They still supporting this team. You know what I'm saying? Oh, like the stadium sucks. You still go to the stadium. Oh, the food is overpriced. Mm-hmm. You still buy the food. So it's just like, right. Like y'all can't say cry, complain about stuff, and then they make a change. You're happy about the change, but then the change that you cried about for so long happens.
So not happy about that either.
And then, like, yeah, even with the Snyder joint, right? Mm-hmm. It was, I was reading a lot of comments on the Twitter page for the Redskins room, and mm-hmm. a lot of people were like, yeah, finally, finally. Then some people were like, what is that really going to do? Mm-hmm. And I think you and I even talked about it. So this is what people got to understand, right? So this organization has a lot of culture. It's like, it's a thing. It's DC, Chocolate City. Like, everybody mm-hmm. loves it, right?
Right.
So if you bring the right owner in and they fix the organization mm-hmm. and you get some good people in here, and you get to weed the bad people out. Mm. Some players will probably want to come. It's going to be a rebuild, and it's going to, you know, depending on who the owner is and what they're capable of doing, right. It'll probably take a little bit of time. Mm. But it's just like, if you get the right owner and this, you flip this organization around, mm-hmm. people will want to come and play here. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
But the fans, that's the title of this. It's going to be called The Fans. You guys really got to understand. Look at the Lions. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, look at the Raiders. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a lot of could be worse. I mean, look at the Browns. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Browns were horrible for a long time. I mean, fans were showing up with bags on their heads. So, like, Redskin fans, it could be a lot worse. You know what Facts. I'm saying? Yes, yeah. Sometimes Ron Rivera just doesn't look like he's into it. He doesn't care. He makes ignorant decisions. Mm-hmm. I agree. Mm-hmm. But if you all in, be all in. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, these players, other than William Jackson, okay, he's gone, right? But can you really, other than William Jackson, could you name just a player that is completely just horrible? The defense is stepping up. The defense is That's doing right. what they need to do.
Yeah.
Even since Wentz has been gone.
Right.
Like, it's been a step up. Yes. Heinicke can be bad sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Wentz mm-hmm. was bad all the time. At least mm-hmm. with Heinicke, he gave you some sparks. The right. ball was going down the field. Yes. He throws up a lot of 50-50 balls, but I do believe you throw up a 50-50 ball, you got Jahan Dotson. He gonna grab that ball. You got McLaurin, he gonna get that ball. And you Definitely. Got you see mm-hmm. Curtis Samuel. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. it's the team can get good. And y'all have improved. Mm-hmm. But with improvement, you can't be like, all right, yeah, 4, 5, 6 wins in a row. Like, you can't say the team is, you can't have these unrealistic expectations.
That's right.
And the chances are, when you looked at that game and they went right down the field on the first drive of the game and scored, you know, the first possession of the game and scored, mm-hmm. you know, it was going to be a long game. But you also know it's Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, there are flashes. And for fans that's going to look at this team and just want them to turn into the Chiefs, you know what I'm saying, with one little switch, like we switch quarterbacks, then mm-hmm. it's going to be perfect. That's not going to happen.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, on to the next, we, you know, it was close. We almost won. We had, you know, hiccups here and there, you know, including the last little bit of the game. Mr. Number 91. But, you know, it's all love. But fans, we gotta get better. We gotta get better. To those that actually want to get better, you've gotta give them something. Cause it really says something if you're still showing up to the game, supporting, whether you're wearing Commander or Redskin jerseys or the Washington football team jerseys, it's showing something. Don't be here just to have something to complain about. Be here because you want to be a part of the team. And yes, in order for us to get anywhere, we're going to have to go through the growing pains. And if we're not willing to go through those growing pains, then you're just going to keep getting what you're seeing on the field. And don't be mad at Heineke. Do not. Let's not do that. Don't be talking about in the comments, oh, let's bench. He needs to go. No. We do enough for that. That is ridiculous.
So you don't think that he's brought a spark to this organization. So you don't think after this last game that they can be mad?
No, he does not. I'm not mad. I'm not.
But you don't think this last loss was completely his fault?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Because there are other things that I saw that we, you know, need to work on. No, but do I think that it's all his? No. Yeah, that pass interception, of course, that is a thorn in my side, of course. However, pass interference call, number 91, I'm trying to process that.
Yeah,
that
hitting the center. Like I don't understand.
Like, I'm trying to understand that.
If you look at the Seahawks game yesterday, like Bobby Wagner completely cleared the center, jumped over it, and blocked it. Like, why would you hit the center? If you know it was a flag, he's a defensive player. Defenseless player, why would you do that?
I have no idea.
And see, that's the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is the main thing. It's like this team somehow shoots themselves in the foot.
Yep.
Like, that was a stupid penalty. And it's like, look, if you really think about it, and I'm not going to say every team, but most teams in NFL, you're going to have a long run or something like that that's going to be negated by some stupid penalty. Mm-hmm. Right? But it doesn't happen all the time. With this organization, mm-hmm. it seems like it happens at least one per game. And it's like, it's altering the mm-hmm. game. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because they would have punted the ball and it would have been all right. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that y'all would have won, but that was just a penalty that was just heart-wrenching to see. And it's just like, I don't understand. But they're professional athletes. They get paid millions of dollars. And sometimes, I guess, you know, frustration gets the best of you and you just do stupid things. That's but we love you guys. And all the listeners, we appreciate you. All we're saying is this. Stop having unrealistic expectations. Like, just stop. Mm-hmm. Because Heineke is Heineke. He's going to give you a chance to win, which he gave you 3 wins in a row. He did. And yes, could you blame it on that hit on the center? You could. Or you could blame it on that interception, because I don't know who the hell he was throwing the ball to. That was way above... I guess it was the tight end he was doing like that. I don't know what he was thinking. And I think, but I agree with you. Like, you could be mad at him. You could. But like you said at the beginning, one thing that he has that determination for this fan base. Mm-hmm. He's going to put his body on the line. He's going to do whatever he can because he wants to win and he gets super hyped.
Oh, yes.
Like, and that's one thing that I think a lot of these people rally behind him because of that fact. Mm-hmm. Carson Wentz is not going to put his body on the line. Carson Wentz is not going to do the things that Heineke does. You know what I'm saying? In no way, shape, or form am I saying that Heineke's a better quarterback. Only thing I'm saying is he's playing better than Wentz did. You know what I'm saying? And maybe Wentz being out and seeing how this team rallied behind Heineke will motivate Wentz to come in and not be so conservative and do some better things to give us a chance to win. Go down the field, throw that mm-hmm. ball, and give your receivers. That's the one thing. You got to trust your receivers. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Scott Turner, call better plays. But Wentz, you have to trust your receivers. Mm-hmm. Okay? Terry McLaurin is he's a dog. You know what I'm saying? You throw that ball up, where he going to get it? It don't matter who he going up against. He going to put his body on the line and do what he need to do.
And I will say Robinson, too, he was doing pretty good yesterday. And Gibson. And one thing also, too, that offensive line. Remember I was just saying that there's other things that I saw that we need to work on. This is not anything new. But the offensive line needs to hold up for him. Because if he, and I get, yes, he will overthrow the ball or whatever, but that offensive line needs to hold for him. Like,
yeah, because some of those sacks were horrible.
Because I'm like, listen, if y'all are letting these defensive linemen get through and sack our quarterback like that, or he's running around trying to find somebody to throw the ball to, or you remember that one play where he was running and I think before he got tackled, he threw the ball and I forgot who caught it and it was like a first down. We've never done that before, or at least we've tried to.
Right.
And it hadn't succeeded. So that offensive line needs to gel. And again, that's been the biggest issue. One of the biggest issues with Redskins is the offensive line. Is just, I'll be like, what in the world are y'all doing? And I'm seeing, once they replay, and I'm seeing players, well, looks like it's just a hole wide open, and the quarterback is just there, vulnerable, looking to get tackled.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the crazy thing is, at least y'all would have won this game. You would have had your little, you know, your four wins in a row. Everything would have been good. And then you would have gone to this game versus the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing I will say is I do think that Heineke will play a lot better than what Carson Wentz did. And this defense is a lot better. Like, is better. They've made some steps up from the last time they played the Eagles. I'm not going to say that the Redskins are going to win. And I'm not going to say that it's going to be a competitive game. But I do think that points are going to be scored, hopefully. But one thing that Heineke has to do, well, not Heineke, well, Heineke and this offense, you're playing the Eagles. So you're going to have to score more than 17 points. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I've realized about the Eagles watching these games, they're a little shaky sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like in the first half, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So if that defense, Jonathan Allen, Deron Payne, if y'all put some pressure on Hurts, the game can be manageable. Mm-hmm. But once they get their footing, it's a wrap.
Right.
Hopefully, I mean, their receivers are just disgusting. Their defense is disgusting. So the Eagles just are a all-around better team. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, you know, something good can happen. You never know. I mean, any given Sunday, anybody can go out there and win or lose. You know, that's what it is. No matter how bad we think a team is, or these are still the best athletes in the world. Mm-hmm. So yeah, let's get it done. I don't think it's gonna be a dub, but just don't go out there and get blown out. You know, don't go out there and get beat 45-17. Don't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. At least keep them under 30 points.
Uh-huh. I agree.
So yeah. LaToya Sports Rants. I think this might be the longest one that we recorded. Like frustration. But yeah.
Yeah.
Toy Sports Rants, the fans, mm-hmm. get it together. You're going to support. Stop crying. We out.
Thank you for tuning in. Hit that like button, comment, and subscribe. And until then.